Okay, a few weeks back in one of Bob's sermons, he made a statement that there is a dead faith. Now, I don't know if many of y'all remember that. It caught my attention because I had heard a sermon earlier about a dead faith. And so that spurred me to go back and do some more studying. So if you'll turn to James chapter 2, and let's go to verse 14. And my version will probably read a little different. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or a sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, "Goodbye, have a good day, stay warm, and eat well." But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. A dead faith. When I heard Bob say that, it reminded me of this passage of Scripture. The fact that we believe in God and we know that He takes care of people, but for us to say, "Be warmed and filled," doesn't mean anything if we don't do something about it. Now, an example. Tara, is that your jacket in front of you, or is that a blanket? If you look around, there's blankets somewhere in here, isn't there? Jerry, there's one behind you. Brenda's got one over there. She huddles up with one of those. Why are those blankets in here? Because people were cold. And there were women that during class or during services that got cold, and somebody said, "Man, I wish I had something to cover up with." What if somebody just says, "Well, you know, maybe they'll take care of you"? But do you know where these blankets came from? Some of the ladies contributed them to the auditorium. That's a simple way of showing the faith in God. Like, this is, it's just the opposite of this. It's not a dead faith. They saw a need, and so they took care of it. These passages here, 14 through 17, are a dead faith. It's like you would have said, "Well, y'all will stay warm next time we're here." You don't know that. But if you don't do anything about it, your faith is dead. Plain, it's real simple. A lot of times we try to complicate things. And there's also a demonic faith. And I know we don't like to hear the word demonic, like, you know, it conjures up demons and all that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? That's what we spiritually fight against. But if you read verses 18 through 20, now someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you see me, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is a God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. The demons believe that there's a God, but do they do anything about it? No, they continue to do Satan's will. That's a demonic faith. Chris and I taught a lesson at an encounter one year, and we had a little video that we played, and it showed this man going along the beach and talking to people on the beach, generally it was younger people. And he asked him a question. He says, "Are y'all born again Christians?" And they said, "Yes." And he asked them, "Do you go see R or X-rated movies?" "Well, yeah, but that's just movie. It's just make-believe." But what does that do to your mind? What does that do for your example to people around you? He asked another guy, "Are you a born-again Christian?" "Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and my girlfriend are born-again Christians." He says, "Well, where's your girlfriend?" "Oh, we live together." That's a dead and demonic faith, because they don't follow the rest of what Christ wants us to. They say they believe in God, but they don't believe in following His word. The third type of faith in this passage is verses 20 through 26, and that is a dynamic faith. "How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that your ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scripture says. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called a friend of God. So you see, we are known to be right with God by what we do, not by the faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without works." That's the kind of faith that we are supposed to have, is a dynamic faith. Are these examples by faith or by law? Are we saved by faith or by law? We're saved by faith. But how many of you have heard someone say, "I hope I've done enough to go to heaven"? You ever heard that? I've heard it in my family. Have I done enough to go to heaven? Then you're not listening to what James says. Your faith is what saves you. Your deeds, you can't do enough to earn that. But God sees what you're doing, just like He saw Abraham's faith and what God had asked him to do, and went to kill Isaac. All the way to the point of drawing the knife back and ready to stab him. And God stopped him. God says, "You're faithful to me. No matter what I ask you to do, you're faithful to me." And that's what credited Abraham, was his belief in God and willing to do what he says. Now, we still scratch our heads sometimes and say, "Well, I don't know how much I have to do." That's pretty simple. Husband and wife, or parent and child. Doug, if Diane asks you to do something, are you going to do it? Why are we going to do it? If Diane's happy, he's happy. We do it because we love our spouse. We should do it because we love our spouse. That's the relationship we should have with God's love. Don't do it because your spouse asks you to do something and you're thinking, well, if I don't, they're going to browbeat me to no end. We do it because we love our spouse. We do it because we love our kids. We don't earn anything from that. We don't get paid to take care of those things that our spouse has asked us to do or our kids have asked us to do. Usually if I do something for my kids or Neva or somebody, I do it. It's going to cost me something. Especially the grandkids. It's going to cost me some money somewhere. Right, Chris? He don't have grandkids, but he knows how the kids act. We do those things because we love our family. That's the way our faith should be with God. We do it because we love God. It doesn't matter what we're asked to do. And I'm not saying God's asking us to do in a roundabout way He is. But if we see a need, like these ladies cold in the auditorium, somebody thought, well, let's just go get some $5 blankets from Walmart and scatter them across the auditorium. That's a work. That's a love for your brothers and sisters here in this congregation. And there are so many other things that go on in this congregation. We have people that are in need. We have people that need their yard mowed. We have people that have had trees fall in their yard and they need to have the trees removed, or they need their carport cover removed. Those are deeds of faith. And a lot of times we don't think of it that way. We think of, well, have I done enough for God this week? Well, did you do something for somebody else? If you did, you did something for God. And that's where this dynamic faith comes in. Now, let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. Just back up a couple of pages. Wait a minute. Wayne, there you go. Thank you. Romans 3:28. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from his works. My version says, so we are made right with God through faith and not by obeying the law. Our faith causes us to do these things that I've just talked about. Romans 4:3-6. For the scripture tells us, Abraham believed God and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. When people work, their wages are not a gift, but something that they have earned. But people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God who forgives sins. These passages of scriptures just reemphasize what I've just said. God counts us righteous because of what we do, not because we want payment, but because we love God. All right, now Hebrews 11:13-16. All these people, and all these people are Abraham and Moses and Isaac, Jacob. These are all the faithful people in Hebrews chapter 11. All these people died still believing that God had promised them what God had promised them. They died because of what God had promised them. What did He promise them? What did He promise Abraham? A great nation, right? He was going to have a great family. What kind of family did Abraham actually see? Two sons? One by Sarah? One by her maidservant? Two sons. Is that a great family? Great nation? But Abraham believed God. Now, the rest of that down through history, if you start multiplying all of that, that's a great nation. Millions of people coming out of Egypt because of Isaac and Jacob, the 12 tribes, and they began to multiply. But Abraham never saw it. But he did what God asked him to because of his faith. He carried Isaac up on the mountain and went to sacrifice him. And God says, "You're faithful to me. I'll make you a great nation." But he still didn't see it. All of these people died still believing that God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that they were foreigners and nomads on the earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country that they can call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God. And he has promised a city for them. Moses, I suspect one of his biggest desires was to see the promised land. Did he see the promised land? Well, kind of. He saw it from a distance. Not because he was perfect, but because he had faith in God. He stumbled just like the rest of us. But he was faithful to God, and God showed him the promised land from a distance. Did he lose his faith in God because he didn't go into the promised land? No. He did not get to walk on the promised land, but he knew it was coming. Abraham did not see a great nation, but he saw his two sons. That's the dynamic faith. And you have that same, we're in that same situation. Because what have we been promised? Have we been promised an eternal home? We don't see it. Not now we don't. Some of us have been called to that. But those of us in this room, we still have that same promise. But if we're faithful like Abraham and Moses and Isaac, we will reach that reward. But it has to be a dynamic faith, not a demonic or not a dead faith. And we don't have to worry about, well, have I done enough? As long as we're busy serving God and we're active, God's going to take care of us. If we're doing His will, God's going to take care of us. Because there are people that need our help. There are people that need our example. You don't always have to quote Scripture. I heard this saying that I believe wholeheartedly. Preach always. Everybody believe that? The rest of it says, when necessary, use words. That means that our lives should be a sermon. Our faith to God should allow us to live our life where we're always showing people who Christ is. And then there are times that we do have to speak to them and verbally tell them about God. But that's what our faith should be about. not a dead faith, not a demonic faith, but a dynamic faith. One that people see in action. We always struggle. All of us do. And 2020 has been a hard year for all of us. But that doesn't mean that we can't make a difference. Because we got a promise, whether it's in 2021 or 2022 or 2045, that God's coming back and giving us a home. But we have to have a dynamic faith to get there. Then we'll be counted righteous like Abraham. If anybody would like prayers or need help in any way, please come forward while we stand and sing.